Good morning. It's 8 o'clock straight up on Tuesday, March the 4th. Yeah, Tuesday, March the 4th. That's the first podcast of the month. So, 1739, the first test, not bad. So, it's cold. It's 35 degrees. It's not terribly cold, and I'm bundled up like it's 20. It's been snowing. It's been in the teens. It's been in the single digits. It's been a very rough week. I did get the book out, and anybody who got it should be getting an email from Amazon about downloading the corrected version. Somebody posted that if you get on a live chat, you can talk Amazon into pushing the corrected version down. But I didn't realize I had to tell them to make that changed version available. That's kind of dumb, but okay. So I got the book out on Saturday, pushed the button Friday night, and then Saturday I did a little triage before we went to the hospital to visit the kid. The kid is home, came home yesterday afternoon, and we're still trying to work out with school what the next step is here. I got my fleece hood on and it's too hot. I don't know quite how to get it off. So I gotta move the microphone. Have made a loud noise, but I'll edit that out in post. So, yeah, now we start the long climb back to normality, or what passes for normality, or what will become the new normal, I guess. We have a bunch of things that we need to do. Some new schedules to follow, some new procedures to follow. One day at a time, I guess, all we can do. So I'm afraid that ownershare is not going to be terribly successful. I waited too long. I mean, I'm being kind of silly here at this point. It's only been a few days. But the problem is that it went off terribly fast in the first few days. Usually I control it better, but then pressures for getting things moving, to get stuff out, to get stuff rolling. At least there's one less thing on my plate, one less thing for people to complain about. I really have just beside myself with this ellipsis problem. Sigil recognized it as a valid HTML entity for an ellipsis, and it accepted it, and it color-coded it as a valid HTML entity, and everything was fine. And then when it exported it, it cleaned it to turn it into something other than an HTML entity. It made the ampersand an HTML entity, and then put the ellipsis following it, so that we got ampersand, ellipsis, semicolon. Everywhere it was supposed to have put the three dots. And it was an easy fix. I just went through and changed all of those instances to put in three dots, and that seemed to take care of it. But it was one of those, you try to do everything right, and the next thing you know, you get sandbagged. And it looked fine. It looked like it was going to be just perfect. It even passed validation, but of course it would, because it probably validated some variation on the character's ellipsis and not on the HTML entity. Should have been nice if they'd flagged that. Then there was the runaway span tag. I'm not quite sure what happened with that, but entire chapter 4 was set in span tags, and every paragraph, I can't figure out why. It was a naked span too. It was the subhead span, so I can't figure out why that one got hit. And taking it off on the first paragraph just caused the cascade to move down one level. I just could not understand why that was happening. Not be that as it may. It's out now, and now I can go back to working on full share, getting a paperback version of full share. With any luck at all, I'm going to get some recording done today. I owe PC Herring some slip space chapters. There were two that I missed when I first did the recording for him, so I gotta get those fixed today if possible. I don't know. I was kind of hoping the kid would go to school today, but she's not really in any shape to go to school yet. Tomorrow we have therapy, and at some point we've got to go see the psychiatrist for her meds. So yeah, it's gonna be breaking up the day. I'll probably be shifting my hours to something a little more approaching nocturnal, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It might mean I get more work done because I'll have fewer interruptions. Coming up on daylight savings time too. So this nice bright 8 o'clock in the morning sun will be 15 degrees lower in the sky. Long eastward turn here. This It's a big cloud bank overhead. There's some blue sky off to the northwest. Back over the mountains. Oh, and back over the mountains too. It's just from here due south and off to the southwest is this really solid cloud bank, cloud deck up there. The sun's beginning to peep over the top of it. I'm still recording. Says I am, that's a good sign. Sweated all over my phone. It's kind of a nice morning. I got my jacket unzipped. It's that warm. But I've been so cold. Jeez, I've been cold. I have to say that I'm not going to miss the 4-hour trip to the hospital and back today. I think I used to do that every day. I think I used to go to work in Denver every day. Don't miss that ride. I don't miss the ride down. I don't miss the ride back. Although, I do sort of miss the podcast listening. I haven't been listening to as many podcasts lately because I just haven't had listening time. Should have gone out an hour ago. Oh well. Well, tomorrow. Get my act together. Try to get moving a little earlier. Get back on my schedule. My schedule is just crazy for a week. I need to try to get it back together. Of course, part of it has been I've been pushing a lot of last week between the hospital stuff and pushing to get the book out. Everything else sort of took a back seat. This week, yeah, I'm not sure about what this week is going to be, but I'll do it one day at a time, I guess. Today is Tuesday. Today, I'm not sure. I need to work on full share today. I need to see if there's anything I can do, and I don't think there is, to Goose owner share. Now that we've got the also bots showed up this morning, so that's one of the key pieces. With any luck, that'll make the sales rank stay a little sticky. We sold a pretty good number, but it's not anywhere near what I expected. I think a big part of that has to do with the fact that I lost completely all momentum. I still have South Coast to put out. It's still with my cousin, the editor. So we'll see what she says. Get that back from her. And I've got full share to get out, and then I've got to get some recording done. I've got to get Zyfira's call recorded and put out there so that people can listen to it. And then Hermit. And I got to write some new stuff, because if I don't write some new stuff pretty soon, I'm going to explode. So there's that. So perhaps I can do some sort of double shift and write in the morning, record in the afternoon, or record in the morning and write in the afternoon. I'll have to stay up later, so perhaps I can write in the evening. I think I accurately identified that publishing is my day job, and I'm going to have to take time away from my publishing to actually write stuff that I can publish. But I've got all six books out now. All six of the share books are out, finally, after long last, 4 years. I signed the contract with Ryden in 2014, and all the books were supposed to have been out by 2012. Yeah, that worked out real well. So 2 years late, but they're out. We'll take them. Make the turn north. Sun feels good. This is March, which is spring in the high country, which means we'll probably have more snow. But I'm not seeing anything that looks springish in any of the plant life around. It's still very gray, yellow. Weeping willows are looking quite yellow. That's probably going to be the first sign when the branches of the weeping willow turn greenish. Ooh. Oh, that's not that bad. 8.6. 18.6 on the back half. That's not too bad. I'm not really moving that fast this morning, having missed 3 days. But back on the horse, back on the horse. All we can do is keep at it. Be in the day. What we did yesterday is yesterday. What we might do tomorrow is tomorrow. So what we have to do today is what we can do today. So I'm back. Coming up on the back gate. Tomorrow, well, it's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.